Hello, Pastor Steve Waldron with Biblical Archaeology Today. I'm so grateful to be here with you. I'm thankful to be your host. I'm glad you're here. I'm going to be looking today at this fascinating Babylonian chronicles they've discovered that corroborate so much of the Bible, and especially the time period Jeremiah, Ezekiel, others, Nebuchadnezzar. So let's dive in, and we're looking at the invasion of Jerusalem. Of course, there were kind of like three different invasions of Jerusalem, one about 606 BC, 596 BC, 586, give or take a year or two, something. So this is from the Wycliffe Dictionary of Biblical Archaeology, one of our many resources. Let's get started. Thanks for being here. It was not until the month of Kislev, December, late in the seventh regnal year, 598 BC, that Nebuchadrezzar called out his army for yet another march to the west, Hatti land, which is what they called Palestine, H-A-T-T-I-L-A-N-D. According to the chronicle, he besieged the city of Judah, capturing the city on the second day of the month Adar. He seized the king and appointed there a ruler of his own choice. He took away heavy tribute and sent it off to Babylon. That would have been like Daniel, three Hebrew children kind of thing. The date of this conquest of Babylon is thus known precisely, March 16th, 597 BC. I mean, conquest of Judah, Jerusalem, by Babylon. Or I think it's technically what they said was correct, but it sounds funny. The siege must have been brief, since it would have taken the Babylonians some weeks to gather forces and reach Jerusalem. It's possible that the death of Jehoiakim, 3 months and 10 days before the fall of the city, according to 2 Chronicles 36:9, which we now know must have occurred on December 7th, 598 BC, may have occasioned the Babylonian expedition. The Babylonian account agrees with and supplements the Hebrew historian. The captured king was Jehoiakim, the Babylonian appointed substitute being Mattaniah Zedekiah. It's found in 2 Kings 24:17 and Jeremiah 37:1. The heavy tribute included the temple vessels, and among the human deportees were Jehoiakim, his mother, wives, and family, leading officials and craftsmen, whose presence and exile at Babylon is attested by other cuneiform inscriptions found there, including the very famous Jehoiakim tablet, which gives his daily rations, which to me, are the biggest proofs of the veracity of Holy Scripture. A few days appear to have elapsed before this large group of prisoners was assembled and marched off. The exile is said to have begun at the turn of the year, 2 Chronicles 36:10. That is, in the month following that in which the city fell, which also marked the beginning of Nebuchadrezzar. And I find it interesting that they use the R designation instead of N designation, Nebuchadnezzar, instead of Rezer. They use Rezer in this book. Eighth regnal year, so 2 Kings 24:12. Some apparent discrepancies between the Babylonian biblical account and that recorded by Josephus in Antiquities 10, 6, and 7 may be due to the brevity of each writer and their insufficient details to reconcile all accounts in our present state of knowledge. The remainder of the Nebuchadrezzar Chronicle describes further marches on Syria in January 596 BC and again in the following year. In 595-94, Nebuchadrezzar faced a revolt at home, which was suppressed, which is, you know, in a sense surprising because he's being looked at as the greatest. But maybe this revolt had something to do with his suppression of the wise men in Daniel 2, or maybe he the families of the wise men and all that. Who knows? There's an unfortunate gap in the Chronicle series from 599 to 556 BC, when the conquest of East Cilicia in Neragliser's third year is outlined in one tablet. It is to be hoped that one day tablets giving the events in these intervening years will come to light and so clear up many questions relating to the last 33 years of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. We know he went crazy for seven of those years. So next we come to the fall of Babylon, but we're going to tackle that in another podcast. So thanks for being here, and God bless you. Please share with your friends, family, church family. Pray for us. Leave a 5-star review. Helps people find us. And maybe make a notebook or a journal of things you find interesting. So God bless you. We try to be a veritable wealth of Christian knowledge and proofs of Holy Scripture. We love you. Bye-bye.